back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, the coin toss has been completed. Miller won the toss, and Adam Hicks, they have accepted the ball. They're gonna receive the kickoff, and we're about ready to go here. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show, and, of course, the Moark Stockyards Coaches Corner. We're now about ready to get ready for football here tonight at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. By the way, captains for tonight's game for the Thayer Bobcats, Mean Austin Green, Schaefer Mullins, and Griffin Willison. It was good to see Willison back in the Bobcat backfield tonight. He's been dealing with a deep thigh bruise that has really hampered his movement. As a matter of fact, he played in the Ava game basically on one leg and didn't play a whole lot at that. And then even the Willow game, you could really tell it was bothering him. But he's gotten better little bit by little bit. But he was in the backfield in the warm-ups playing that fullback position. It looked like he was moving really well.
Yeah, and it's huge to have him back there just from a blocking standpoint.
Yeah, and his twin brother Jackson playing the tailback. And, you know, those guys, you know, twins.
Kind of read each other's minds.
They kind of read each other's minds. They really do. And anyway, it's good to have that duo back in the Bobcat backfield for the game tonight. Miller's taking the field to receive the kick. Thayer Bobcats will take out put in the kickoff unit, and we're about ready to go here at Lewis Bosman Field. Again, Miller Cardinals wearing the white trimmed in the red. They got two guys back deep. They got a guy in the middle, number 15, Wade Rose, a sophomore. We don't have any weights for these guys. But Rose is the guy that I would expect is going to get this kick when the Thayer Bobcats put it in the air, if they put it in the air. Zach Jones, Bobcat kicker. And you never know with the Bobcats. They may onside kick it. They may squib kick it. They may kick it deep. And the ball is laying sideways on the tee. They're just going to squib kick it. There's a line drive. Ooh, hits one of the Miller Cardinals, and he caught that ball. My goodness.
Stuck in his face mask.
Number 64. I mean, that was a wide drive. Hit him right in the chest, and he hung on to it. So a nice play there for the Miller Cardinals. Number 64, Colin Smith. And it'll be first down for the Miller Cardinal. And here they come, their quarterback. Brady Johnson, just a junior, started last year as a sophomore. They come out, and they'll be running the double wing. Got a man as a tailback, double wide set. Got a man going in motion. That is Bo Hall. He'll stop next to the quarterback. They give off a handoff, and the ball carrier is hit behind the line and driven down. Thayer Bobcats dominate on the first play, I believe. It was Griffin Willison made the stop. Yeah, Willison shot the gap from his right tackle spot, and he laid the smack down on the ball carrier. And it's a loss of a yard on the play. So the defense with a big, big stop on the first play of the night. Who was that? Number
25, Sage Colley.
Number 25, Sage Colley on the carry. He's the tailback again in shotgun. Two receivers in the bunch on the far side. Here comes the jet sweep. Got the ball to number 12. That is Caleb Grotebeck. And he's going to be brought down for another two-yard loss. Bobcats with great pursuit and mean Austin Green out there to make a play for the Thayer Bobcats. Also helping out was... That's number 9 out here, right? Rowan. Rowan Spencer.
Yeah, Rowan's on this side.
Yeah, he's wearing the white tonight with the white sleeves, and Biggers is wearing the black sleeves. So I'm going to be able to tell them apart tonight. All right, here we go. Third down and 13 for the Miller Cardinals. Quarterback straight back looking to throw. Got some time. Throws this one outside and misses his receiver on the far sideline. Pass intended for Logan Neild. Number 80. It is incomplete. Miller going to be forced to punt. The Thayer Bobcats with a good defensive effort here right out of the gate against the Miller Cardinals. They ran three plays and lost 3 yards. Oh, Miller will drop back to punt. Bobcats will send Rowan Spencer and Lane Grimes back deep to receive the kick. They'll stand back around the 25-yard line. Miller Cardinals, good snap. Punter going to put a foot into it. Does. A liner is going to hit down around the 20 and bounce out of bounds right there. Well, kind of kicking away from the Bobcat return team. Thayer will have it first and 10 at their own 22-yard line. We're just underway from Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. And here come the Thayer Bobcats, led by Landry Pitts, the senior quarterback, who has just had an outstanding senior campaign as the Bobcats starting quarterback. Lane Grimes will be at one wideout. Spencer Rowan, we anticipate, will be the other. And Griffin and Jackson Willison in the Bobcat backfield. Of course, that big offensive line has been doing a great job all season long. And it is Griffin and Jackson in the backfield in the split backs. Thayer comes out, double wide, double tight set. Gives the ball to Griffin. No, Pitts is going to keep it, runs up the sideline. He's to the 40, he's in the open field to the 50. to the 35-30, 25-20, 10-5, touchdown. Landry picked on the option, kept it, and outran everybody to the end zone. 10:31 to go. That is a 78-yard touchdown run for the touchdown for Landry Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. Well, just like that, first play of the game, the Bobcats get on the board here against the Miller Cardinals. Wow, I didn't expect that.
No, that was a great fake.
It was, and just ran a simple option play, and Landry saw an opening. He slid through, and once he got into the secondary, there was no catching him. Landry Pitts with a touchdown run. The Thayer Bobcats lead it early, 6-0. Zach Jones getting it teed up to attempt the extra point here and give Thayer the 7-point lead early. First play of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. The extra point try is up, and it is good right down the middle. Thayer Bobcats lead it 7-0 with 10:31 to play in the first quarter. We'll be back to Lewis Bosman Field in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at 5 area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for information.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have run one offensive play here at Lewis Bosman Field. It's a 78-yard touchdown run for the quarterback, Landry Pitts, running the option right. And everybody got their blocks, and it was, I mean, he went untouched at him. Nobody even got close to him.
No, nobody did. He delivered one stiff arm right going around the corner,
yeah,
and that was it.
And really probably didn't even need to do that.
No, and I don't think we give him enough credit on how fast he really is.
And he gets in the open field, he can pick him up and put him down, that's for sure. Well, Thayer Bobcats with early lead, getting ready to kick it off again to the Miller Cardinals. Cardinals had the ball to start the game. They went three plays and out and lost 3 yards on those three plays. Zach Jones got it laying on his side again. This time puts the ball up in the air. Going to be caught by one of the up men at the 30. Out to the 35. Ooh, and taken down out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. Well, Thayer Bobcats cover the kick. About a 10-yard return there. And here come the Cardinals. Their quarterback, number 14, Brady Johnson.
Oh, that's number 11 in there.
Number 11?
Yep.
Oh, number 11, Brendan Tom.
Yep. Brady Johnson's been lining up at a wideout.
Oh, okay. So they switched things around a little bit on it. Brady Tom, the quarterback, wearing number 11. They run out of the double wing, got the deep back. Number 25 back there in the backfield, that is Sage Collick. Long signal count, play clock, actually just getting started. Down to 20 seconds on the play clock. Here's quarterback straight back looking to throw, got some time, throws this one out to the outside, over the head of number 10, Bo Hall. And incomplete coverage out there by Jackson Willison for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, second down and 10. Or the Miller Cardinals quarterback, number 11, Brendan Tom, now 0-for-2 throwing the football here in the first half. Number 14, Brady Johnson brings in a play from the sideline. Miller Cardinals wearing white uniforms, trimmed in the red tonight. Their one win this season has come against Pierce City. That's what got them the number 7 seed in the district tournament. 4 wideouts this time for the Miller Cardinals. And the quarterback just going to keep it, run it over the right side, break the tackle. He's out to the 45-yard line, breaks another tackle, finally tackled across the midfield at about the 48-yard line. Number 11, Brendan Tom, just running a little RPO to the right side and picks up about 12 yards and a first down for the Miller Cardinals. The first down of the night for Miller. They saw something over on that left side they liked, and boy, they blocked it well.
Yes, they did. Did a good job slipping past the defender there.
Yep. First and 10 for the Miller Cardinals. At the Bobcat 48-yard line. Number 20 wide to the far side, Garrett Stewart. They bring two guys wide to the near side, including Colley, the tailback. So an empty backfield. And the quarterback in shotgun. He is rolling to his left, gives a little pitch on the inside. That play busted up. What a play by the Thayer Bobcats. Right there to make the stop, Griffin Willison. And who was it that finished that off? Was that Magnuson got there?
I believe so.
I mean, the Bobcat linebacker is being very active tonight. Only 1 yard on the pickup for Brendan Tom, number 11, the quarterback. senior quarterback for the Miller Cardinals. Second down and nine. I mean, a good low tackle by Griffin. And somebody came from the backside and knocked him down. Well, you like the tackle right there. Double wide set for Miller. Get him the double wing with Colley in the backfield right behind Tom, the quarterback. He's got a man coming in motion. He'll stop. And they'll give him the football, running to the right side, then tackle from behind. What a play by Griffin Willison. Number 10, Bo Hall on the carry. As soon as he took the handoff, Griffin Willison brought him down around the ankle. I mean, Griffin is having a huge night here in the first quarter defensively.
I don't know how many tackles he's got, but I know they've run about six plays, and he's been involved in all of them.
Wow. So Griffin definitely feeling better. Bobcats get Mark Spencer into the ballgame defensively. Kyron Magnuson comes out. Third down and 14 after the loss on the play. Hall, the quarterback, looks to his right, now left, throws this pass over the middle. Ooh, almost intercepted. Ball intended for number 20, Garrett Stewart, on a little in route. And it was incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down for the Miller Cardinals. So the Fair Bobcat defense has held the Cardinals again. It is fourth and 14. And Miller will punt the ball. Rowan Spencer and Lane Grimes go back deep to receive. I can tell you right now, they do not want to kick this ball to Lane Grimes. The quarterback, Hall, is going to put it up in the air, and it's going to go to Lane. He's going to call for the fair catch. Makes the catch, then drops it. And getting right on the ball, number 20, or number 8, or number 9, I'm sorry, Rowan Spencer. So Lane Grimes muffed the punt, and it was an odd ball. And the way the wind's whipping around here, punts could be an issue when you get them up high in the sky like that. But here come the Fair Bobcat offense again, Landry Pitts. Fair's only run one offensive play. We've got 8:24 to go in the first quarter. Fair leads it 7-0 with a 78-yard touchdown run by Landry Pitts running over the right side. Bobcats break the huddle, come to the line, again with 8:24 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats in a split backfield, kind of an offset split. Got a wide receiver either side. Landry's looking to throw the ball, got out to Grimes. Oh, and he dropped it. Lane Grimes had it in his hands out around the 28-yard line, but he dropped it. I think he started to run before he made the catch.
Yeah, I believe so.
Looked like he started to turn up field before he got the ball secured. It'll bring up a second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. But if he makes that catch, that might have been another long touchdown play.
Yeah, I believe so.
And there was nobody back except the defender defending the pass. So second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Come out of the split format or split back formation. Double wide set. Going to get the ball up in the middle. No, going to throw it over the middle. Caught by Grimes at the 30, after the 35, 38-yard line and brought down. That'll be an 18-yard pickup on a second down and 10. Thayer Bobcats for the first down, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. Lane Grimes making the catch. 18 yards on the play. Well, the Thayer Bobcats takes it out to the 38-yard line. Clock running at 8:13 to go here in the first quarter. Grimes coming wide to the near side. Rowan Spencer wide to the far side. Split backs behind Landry Pitts. He turns, gives the ball up in the middle to Willison. Jackson Willison breaks the tackle, breaks another, turns it back the other way, and he's got some room. He's to the 40, after the 45, got a block. Jackson's on the run to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, and gets drugged down at the 4-yard line. Jackson Willison with a big run for the Thayer Bobcats. That one will cover 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. 58 yards?
I believe so.
58 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. And man, did you see him? He took on a tackler. They wanted to run that play to the right. He bounced off of one tackle. He bounced off another. Turned back against the grain. He got a great block out there. I think it was Rowan Spencer.
It was Rowan Spencer with the block.
Made a great block to break that one down to the 4-yard line. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats at the 8-yard line. They give it up in the middle to Jackson. Jackson looks to go outside, catch it back inside, dives inside the 5, down to about the 3-yard line, give him 5 yards on the pickup. Jackson Willison and the Thayer Bobcats in business again, looking to go out by 2 touchdowns here early. We've still got 7:16 to play in the first quarter. Bobcats, nothing fancy there, just a little straight handoff. Good old-fashioned dive play to the tailback. And picked up 5 yards. Second down and goal to go. Thayer breaks the huddle. 15 seconds on the play clock. Landry Pitts is up under center. Split backs behind him. He gives the ball to Willison. Willison, no, Landry keeps it and goes into the end zone untouched for the touchdown. Second touchdown of the night for Landry Pitts. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 13-0 over the Miller Cardinals here in Lewis-Bosman Field. And Thayer getting ready to attempt the extra point. Zach Jones coming over, getting his kicking shoe. He'll get that put on. You can bet they're going to kick this one. So with 6:50 to go in the first quarter, Thayer now up 13-0, a pair of touchdowns by senior quarterback Landry Pitts. That one from, two yards out. And here's the extra point try. Snap is back, kick is up, and it's right down the middle again. It's good. Thayer Bobcats lead at 14-0 with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back to Lewis Bosman Field in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
I heard the COVID-19 vaccine has
And the thing I heard about the vaccine...
Sure, but do we really know about the long-term effects?
Did you read that thing on the internet?
He heard from his cousin that they don't...
Okay, you're hearing a lot of talk about the COVID-19 vaccines these days. So how do you find out if getting vaccinated is right for you? By talking to someone you already trust, your doctor or healthcare provider. They'll answer your questions so you can decide what's best for you and your family. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org to find out more. That's GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we played just over 5 minutes here. Actually, it's over, about 5 minutes here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a pair of touchdowns and a pair of big runs. A 78-yard touchdown run by Landry Pitts, and then a 58-yard run by Jackson Willison to set up the second Bobcat touchdown run by Landry Pitts, and the Thayer Bobcats lead at 14-0 over the Miller Cardinals here in the Class 1 District 1 football tournament. Quarterfinal action here at Lewis Bosman Field, and it's been all Bobcats. Miller's had the ball twice, have one first down, and what about 7 yards of offense total?
Yeah, right around.
They had negative 4 on their first possession. So here's the Bobcats kicking off again. Zach Jones, he just puts a foot into it. Oh, the ball's hit. Colley's got it. Picks it up at the 25. Gets out to the 32 and brought down there by the Thayer Bobcats.
Good play by
that was
Nicole.
Sage Colley, number 25, the tailback, fielded that kick. And Miller has it first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. There goes that Bobcat defense back out on the field. Bobcats have dominated this one here tonight at Lewis Bosman so far, but it's still early. We've got a lot of football to play, and this Miller team does have some talent out there. Bobcats can't get too overconfident. We've seen that happen to them a couple of times this year. Quarterback, wearing number 11, Brendan Tom in the backfield. Empty backfield. They're in a double wing. 3 wideouts on the far side, 2 on the near side. Quarterback looking to throw, looking to the outside. Pass is incomplete. Intended for number 10, Bo Hall. It was incomplete. And the hit out there on the sideline by the Bobcat defender, Rowan Spencer. I like that.
Yeah, but he has come to play today.
He has come to play.
He showed up the last few weeks. He's just been, well, we call him the gazelle for a reason.
Yeah, we call him the gazelle. Rowan Spencer really has come into his own, just a sophomore for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 7 goes out wide on the far side to protect over there. That is Eric Seimert. You can see him back. Here's quarterback looking to run with the football, and he's going to be brought down just across the line. Bobcats making a play. Who was that?
That was Mean Austin Green.
Was it? Well, number 52 was right there. Number 52 there to help out on the play. That was Cole Cates. Also helping out, and that'll be a 1-yard pickup for the quarterback. That is Brendan Thorne for Miller. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 9 for the Cardinals. Their Bobcat defense looking to get a stop and get that ball back. Tom, quarterback, will be in shotgun formation back at his own 29-yard line. He's got a back behind him, 3 wideouts. And straight back, rolling to the right, looking to throw. Tom looking for some room. Austin Green giving chase. Ball is going to be caught on the sideline. But then knocked out of bounds at the 40-yard line is the receiver. Good coverage by the Bobcats. Good play by Miller. Picks up 7 yards on the play, but it'll bring up a 4th down and 2 for the Miller Cardinals at their own 40-yard line. Do you go for it here, down 14-0 in the first quarter?
On the road, I'm going for it.
Yeah, I think it looks like they're going to. Number 11 quarterback went to the sideline, comes back out. 4th and about a long 2 for Miller. And they're going to go for it here with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. They're the double wing. Nobody in the backfield. I'm not sure they've got 11 kids out there. Tom, the quarterback, just going to run straight ahead looking for the first down. Tries to get to the outside. He got the first down. finally going to be taken out of bounds at about the 47, 48-yard line. They're going to give him yardage all the way up to the 49. So they needed about three, and they got about seven on the play. His quarterback's quick.
Yeah, but he's already got 22 yards on three carries.
Brendan Tom, a senior. They list him as a running back, and he had played running back earlier in the year, and for whatever reason, he's now playing quarterback. And Brady Johnson, who was the quarterback most of the season, is now playing wide receiver. When he's on the field, he's not even on the field right now. Tom, the quarterback, in shotgun. New set of downs. They got a man coming in a motion. They give it to him, and he's hit at the line and brought down. That's mean. Austin Green making the tackle on number 20, Garrett Stewart. And it'll be a loss of about... Well, there you go again. They gave him forward motion all the way up to the 48-yard line. He was tackled 4 yards behind the line.
I've been working on my psychic abilities because I knew you was going to say that.
Yep. Well, I don't understand it. I haven't had a chance to talk to an official. We've been seeing it all year, so apparently it's something new. But he was tackled back at a 45-yard line. They moved the ball all the way up to the 48. Anyway, second down at 11. Anyway, you slice it up. Second down and long for the Miller Cardinal. Tom, the quarterback, in shotgun, empty backfield, straight back looking to throw the quick out. It is caught across the 50 and tackled immediately as number 14, Brady Johnson. Good defensive play out there by the Bobcats sophomore, Rowan Spencer. Having a pickup of about 4 yards on the pass play. And it'll bring up third down and long for the Miller Cardinals with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Miller brings the play in with number 20, Garrett Stewart. Number 14, Brady Johnson went out. So those are the two guys that are bringing the plays in offensively, the two wideouts for Miller. Tom, the quarterback, hit shotgun back around his own 48-yard line. They need big yardage here on the third down at about 6. Tom running to the right, got some room, trying to get to the outside. Got outside, but he's going to be brought down. He's going to be close to a first down. I think he got it. Bobcats brought him down at about the 41-yard line. He took a pop, and they found something over on the left side of that Bobcat defense.
Yeah, I believe they have.
It is a first down, a 7-yard pickup for Brendan Tom, the senior for Miller. And he has been about it offensively for the Cardinals here in the first quarter. Running for good yardage, what, he's up around 30 yards now.
Yep, right at 29. 29, three. And he has all three first downs.
3:57 to go in the first quarter. Miller down 14-0. The Bobcats have dominated this one. Miller got a little something going here. Tom again with an empty backfield and shotgun. Straight back looking to throw. Looks left, now looks right. Bobcats are going to hit him. And he almost fumbled the ball. I think he did fumble it, but he got right back on it. And, man, the quarterback got sacked all the way back at the 47-yard line. I mean, it was a host of Bobcat tacklers. Led by big number 66, Schaefer Mullen.
And Zach Jones was the one that delivered the hit.
Yes, he was. And, I mean, he laid a smackdown on him. That'll be a loss of about 12 yards on the play. Make it second down and 22 for the Miller Cardinals. Wow. It was like nobody blocked. And, of course, he had the ball back there for a long time.
Yes, he did.
Probably held that thing longer than he should have. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Miller got a man coming in motion. Now the quarterback, Tom, going to keep it, running up the right side. Bobcats hit him at the 50 and bring him down. Well, a good 4-yard pickup on the well, the quarterback. Tackled over there, I believe, was Magnuson. Out there to make the play. Just kind of reached out and grabbed him around the waist and slung him down. Third down now at about 18 for the Miller Cardinals. Bobcat defense trying to get the ball back for the offense here in the first quarter. 2:35 to go. We're at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, Class 1, District 3 football action in the quarterfinal. Tom at quarterback, third down and about 13. Here's a fumble. Thayer Bobcats have recovered back at the 46-yard line. The Miller Cardinals tried to run a little reverse, and I don't think the reverse guy ever knew he was getting the ball.
Nope. I think it was a double reverse, and he didn't know.
Quarterback stuck in his gut, and he never grabbed a hold of it. And Thayer takes it after the Miller turnover at the Miller 47-yard line. First and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Landry Pitts already has scored 2 touchdowns tonight for Thayer. Bobcats line up, 2 receivers wide to the far side, 2 on the near side. Pitch straight back, looking to throw. Going to throw this one over the middle. Incomplete, intended for Lane Grimes, and he couldn't hang on. Wouldn't have been much of a gain on the play as he had to slide for the ball. It was thrown kind of low. So Thayer with the incompletion will bring up second down and 10. Clock stops with 2:17 to go in the first quarter. Coming up here in a moment, we'll be checking in with Mike back at the Ecom Sports Desk. Find out if we've got scores from the other games in the district and other games going on around the area tonight. Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Split backfield, double wide, one on each side. Landry Pitts up under center. Tight ends on the near side. Stands up, gives a little delayed handoff to Griffin Willison. He breaks one tackle, and he gets brought down at the line of scrimmage. It'll be no gain on the play for Griffin. So Griffin Willison, actually give him maybe a yard. Third down and long now for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, this drive kind of stalling out a little bit. And, of course, the incompletion on first down never helps. And the incompletion on second down. Actually, on first down.
First down.
Third down here. Grimes wide to the near side. Split backs in the backfield. Landry Pitts running a little fake. And they'll throw the ball to the left side. Caught by Magnuson for a first down. He's down to the 30. Still on his feet. Powers through a tackle all the way down to the 21-yard line. It'll be a play of 10, 20, 25 yards and a first down. Landry Pitts to his tight end, Kyron Magnuson, and it's good to see Kyron back out on the field for the Thayer Bobcats after missing a couple of weeks. And Magnuson makes the catch, and I mean, he just powered through the tackler.
Yeah,
he finally just pushed him out of bounds.
Pushed the one defender about 8 yards.
Yeah. Well, first and 10, first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer going to run it to Willison. Willison over the right side. Jackson cuts it back inside. He's down to the 10-yard line, spins out of a tackle, and brought down to 10. That'll be another Bobcat first down on a 10-yard pickout by Jackson Willison. And Thayer with it now with a first and goal to go from the 10. We're down to a minute 29 to go in the first quarter. Thayer looking to go up by 3 touchdowns. I got a feeling in this game anyway, the way he's running, Jackson could get just about as many yards as he wanted.
Yeah.
Bobcats here in the offset eye, or the power eye formation. And again, tight end on the near side. They give it to Jackson, running up in the middle, ducks his head, and dives down to about the 8-yard line. He'll pick up a couple on the play. Coming up with a second down and goal to go from the 8-yard line for the Thayer Bobcat offense. That's a big old kid out there in the middle of that defensive line for Miller.
Yes, it is.
We don't, again, they didn't send us weights, but number 88.
66. Yeah, and 71 is just
Joey Williams.
Big.
I mean, that kid, he is
big size
head
flag.
And shoulders taller than just about everybody else on the field, and he made the play that time. Second down and 8 for Thayer. They come to the line with 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. Split backs, double wide. Running the option to the left. Landry's going to keep it, run into the end zone. Touchdown, Landry Pitts. His third touchdown in the first quarter for Landry Pitts. And with 25 seconds to play in the first quarter, Thayer now up 20-0 on 3 touchdown runs by Landry Pitts. That one from 8 yards out. And the extra point try is still to come. Zach Jones is 2 for 2 so far tonight. And already we can see some of the Bobcat subs and JV players thinking, boys, we might get to play tonight. I get to play on Friday night.
And on the flip side of that, there's not very many of them.
No, there's not. Only 13 on the sideline with the 11 on the field. Here's Zach Jones to attempt the kick. Bad snap, but Pitts gets it down. The kick is up, and it is good. Right down the middle again. Thayer Bobcats lead at 21-0 with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
So just got an update on one of the other games going on around the area. In the SCA, the Liberty Eagles, with 4 minutes left in the first quarter, have a 16-0 lead over the Willow Springs Bears. That one over at the Eagles' Nest. So Liberty trying to advance to the district semifinals. Here, where Lewis Bosman Field and Thayer, where the Thayer Bobcats have dominated the first quarter, they lead it 21-0. Three touchdown runs by Bobcat quarterback Landry Pitt, one for 78 yards, another for three, and another for eight. And Thayer has just rolled offensively here tonight. Here at the kickoff, Miller is going to field it back to the 30-yard line. It'll be down right there. And that's where the Miller offense will take the ball. Miller has moved it the last time they had it. They had a couple of first downs. The quarterback with a couple of nice runs, but that's really been about it offensively for the Miller Cardinals. And then, of course, they had the big sack and then the big fumble.
Yep.
Thayer recovered it and three plays later put it in the end zone. That Bobcat offense is rolling tonight. 23 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Looks like this will be the final play of the first quarter. Miller comes out. They've got their tailback, number 25, that is Sage Colley. They're running the option play. They pitch it to Colley back in the 25, and he's brought down right there. Thayer Bobcats with a big defensive play by Jackson Willison. That'll be a loss all the way back to the 27-yard line. A loss of three on the play as they tried to run the option. And Colley says, don't pitch me that ball again.
Yeah. But it is good to see Jackson healthy up.
It is. Good to see Jackson flying all over the field. And that's the final play of the first quarter. Our score, 21-0. Thayer Bobcats with lead. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit laurenallenllc.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Second down and 14 for the Miller Cardinals. First play of the second quarter. Quarterback is running for his life and throws the ball out of bounds up near the 32-yard line. Bobcats were giving chase back there. Couldn't run him down. This quarterback is quick. He is really fast, and Thayer had two given pursuit and just couldn't catch up to him. On the first play of the second quarter, an incomplete pass for Miller brings up a third down and 14. If you just joined us late, Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 21-0 at the end of one quarter of play. And we have just started the second quarter. Miller breaks the huddle on a third down and 14. Quarterback's got a man behind him. That is Colley. Tom on third and 14, looking to throw the football. Dropping straight back, dumps it over the middle. Pass is going to be caught by the halfback, but that'll be it. They'll pick up 2 yards on the play. Pass complete to number 25. That is Sage Colley. And that'll bring up the punting unit for the Miller Cardinals. So Thayer going to get the ball back here with a chance to go up 4 touchdowns. Fourth and 12 for the Miller Cardinals. Would they fake it?
The quarterback is the punter,
and their former quarterback, who is now playing wide receiver, is the upback.
Yes, he is.
But it's fourth and 12. And you're at your own 28-yard line. And a high snap. He brings it down. Punt is going to go straight up in the air. Bobcats are going to let this thing bounce. It bounces at the 35. That's a good kick.
It was.
Bounces dead at the 25-yard line. That's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it. First and 10. Landry Pitts and the Bobcat offense back out on the field. There goes Jackson Willison, Griffin Willison in the backfield. And the Bobcats have had no trouble moving the football here tonight against the Miller Cardinals, leading 21-0. As we have just opened play here in the second quarter. And real quick, Mike, have we had any scores from some of the other games in the district?
Yeah, Mike, right now Marionville leads Pierce City 24-0, Sarcoxie over Diamond 6-0.
All right, very good. Well, Diamond looking to get the upset there, or excuse me, Sarcoxie looking to get the upset over Diamond, who just in the last week moved up into the top four in the district standings. Come the Bobcats on the first down. Landry Pitts rolling to his right, looking to throw. Throws this one over the middle. Incomplete. a little bit behind the intended receiver, Jackson Willison, at the 30-yard line. So the pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up second down and long for the Thayer Bobcats.
You're not going to believe what I just saw.
What's that?
A walking hot dog.
What?
It was a walking hot dog. It was scary.
A walking hot dog?
Yeah.
Where?
I seen him walk that way just a second ago.
All right. Well, it is Halloween weekend.
Oh, it is, ain't it?
I'll tell you what you'll see.
I just thought maybe I was really hungry.
On Halloween weekend. Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts up under center. Bobcats in the eye. They give it to Jackson Willison running over the left side. He breaks the tackle. He's out to the 30, the 35, and down at the 37-yard line. That's a 12-yard pickup for Jackson Willison for the Thayer Bobcats. 12 yards and a first down for Thayer. Look how far downfield Zach Jones was blocking.
He still had a defender.
Yeah, he did. He was way down. He was 10 yards past the first down marker. Hey, down there blocking his man. Well, Bobcats with a first down, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Grimes going wide to the far side. Spencer wide to the near side. Bobcats give it in the middle to Griffin Willison. And he powers it out to the 40-yard line, picking up about four. Give him three. Griffin Willison right up the gut. And you got to take it up in there every once in a while just to keep them honest. Wind starts to whip around here at Lewis Bosman Field. Papers are trying to blow everywhere. Second down and a long six for Thayer. And they're going to be a shotgun formation here. And there's a snap. Straight back looking to throw. Landry Pitts got all day. Now gets a little pressure. Runs away from it. He's just going to tuck it and run. He's to the 45-50 and goes through a tackle and down to the 40-yard line. Landry Pitts with a 10-21-yard run for a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. And another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. By the way, do want to mention, Thayer Bobcats have already scored three touchdowns tonight. That's another $150 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
And with carry number four for Landry Pitts, he now has three touchdowns and 109 yards.
Wow. And, of course, Dr. Patel and his staff over at the Thayer Dental Clinic donate $50 for every touchdown the Bobcats score this year to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you, Dr. Patel. Thayer Bobcats with a fresh set of downs. They're going to throw this one over the middle, just a little bit out of the reach of Rowan Spencer. Bobcats just trying to throw a little quick in. Throwing to the slot receiver, coming back toward the line, and pass was just a little bit out of his way. I think the wind may have affected that ball a little bit.
Just a touch.
Kind of a wide receiver screen they were trying to set up. Well, Thayer didn't block any of the defensive linemen. They just let him come. And it'll bring up second down and 10 with 9:53 to go in the first half. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here at Lewis Bosman Field tonight. Landry Pitts empty backfield. Five wideouts on the play for Thayer. Landry to look back at the throw. Steps up in the pocket, throws this one out to Grimes, makes the catch, sidesteps the tackler. He's looking for the first down marker, and he's got it. He's all the way down to the 30-yard line. Lane Grimes with a nice catch and run, and that'll be enough for a first down with the Thayer Bobcats down to the Miller 29-yard line. So Thayer Bobcats are inside the Community First Banking Company red zone for a third time tonight. And it'll be first and 10 at the 29. Bobcats haven't really clicked with the passing game so far tonight.
No, Landry is 3-for-7.
But a very windy night. The flags are whipping right in their face right now. First and 10. Split backfield this time. Landry straight up looking to throw. Got some time. Heaves this one down the field looking for Grimes. Grimes cuts inside the defender. Oh, couldn't make the second circus catch down at the 1-yard line. I mean, the wind was blowing that ball around. You could see it in the air. And Grimes tried to readjust and dive over the top of the defender to make the catch. Got his hands on it, but he couldn't bring it in. And with 9:11 to play in the first half, Thayer now the second down and 10 in the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 29-yard line. Bobcats will break the huddle here. Coach Weber pulling all the stops out tonight, trying to get a lot of practice, if you will, here. Bobcats running a little misdirection this time. Give it to Jackson Willison. He cuts outside to the 25. He's down to the 20 and dives down to the 17-yard line. And that'll be another Thayer Bobcat first down on an 11-yard run by Jackson Willison. Willison's closing in on 100.
98 yards.
98 yards on the ground for Jackson Willison. And that's good to see. Jack hasn't had a 100-yard game in a while.
No.
Due to the turf toe.
But
he is running the ball well tonight. 8:50 to go in the first half. I mean, we've still got almost 9 minutes in the first half. Thayer's already got one runner with 109, another with a 98. And they come out here in the offset eye. I'm getting, oh, bad snap, and Landry Pitts just has to get on the ball. I don't know what happened there. A miscommunication between there, the center and the quarterback. I think Bobcats, half the team was going on two, and the center snapped it on one. Be a loss of 4 yards for Landry Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. Bring up a second down and 14. Bobcats at the 23-yard line down to the Community First Banking Company red zone. Landry this time in shotgun, rolling to his right, looking downfield, throws it over the middle, caught by Magnuson. He dives down to about the 5-yard line. Magnuson makes the Taylor catch, ball. And what's going to end up being about?
He fumbled it.
Did he fumble the ball?
Yeah, fumbled it.
And Miller has recovered. Oh, my. I didn't see the ball come out. But it's still a 15-yard completion to Magnuson, and then the fumble gives the ball back to the Miller Cardinals deep in their own end. Well, the Bobcats with a turnover here. Miller's had one as well in the first half. Well, Miller got the ball back. We're down to 8 minutes to go in the first half. Bobcat defense looking to pin them down right where they're at. Here they give to the quarterback. Quarterback running up in the middle, nowhere to go. And we'll pick up just maybe a yard. That is Tom, the quarterback, trying to run it in the middle. That's the first time that he's tried to run it in the middle.
Yeah, he's been going outside.
Yeah, there was nowhere to go that time. Bobcat defensive interior making the tackle. And they actually gave him about 3 yards on the play. Well, second down and 7. Miller looking to get the play in from the sideline. We're down to 20 seconds left on the play clock. They'll break the huddle with about 15. 7:29 on the first half clock here at Lewis Bosman Field. Tom in shotgun formation. Got a man, well, on both wings. A little double wing action here for Miller. Got a man going in motion. Tom, the quarterback, going to keep it. Cuts it up inside. Bobcats hit him and bring him down. He'll get out to about the 11-yard line. That'll be another 1 yard on the gain. It'll bring up a fourth down and long for Miller. Down around their own, the 11-yard line, and you got to think they're going to punt this thing. Or is this a third down, isn't it?
Yeah, this is third down.
Our down marker guy pushed the button too early. Third down, and about 7 yards to go for the Miller Cardinal. Tom, the quarterback in shotgun. He's got Sage Colley on his right hip to protect. See if they try to throw it here. Tom, back. Yep, he wants to throw. Looking downfield, passed over the middle. Caught it. Intercepted by Grimes. Grimes with the intercept. He's down to the 10. Breaks the tackle down to the 17-yard line. Thayer Bobcat forced a turnover. Landry Pitts got his hands on it. Tipped it up in the air, and Wayne Grimes picked it off. And the Thayer Bobcat with a turnover in the Community First Banking Company red zone. So after fumbling the football away, Thayer gets it right back where it would have been if they wouldn't have fumbled.
Yep, and that's why the defenders play that tip drill every single day.
That's exactly right. And Thayer comes out on a first and goal to go from the about the 8-yard line. 6:32 to play here in the first half. It's been all Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone. And here they go. A little misdirection. Get the ball up in the middle to Griffin Willison. He'll tear it down to about the 5. One got hit in the hole and tackled. That's a pretty good hit by Miller.
That was. I didn't see that number.
Number 25. Actually, was that Grimes on the carry? I think it was Grimes on the carry that time. Picks up about, picked up about 4. Second down the goal to go for about the 3-yard line. Yeah, Grimes in the backfield. So Grimes took that one. Bobcats in a power T here on a second and goal to go for the 3. They give it to Willison. Willison dances into the end zone. Touchdown. Thayer Bobcats. Jackson Willison with a touchdown run of 3 yards. And the Thayer Bobcats go up now by a score of 27-0. 5:52 to go in the second quarter. Thayer Bobcats. An extra point away from having a 4-touchdown lead over the Miller Cardinals as we still have a lot of time left here in the first half. Zach Jones on to attempt the extra point. So Jackson Willison gets a touchdown here tonight. On a 3-yard touchdown run. And Zach Jones on to attempt the extra point again. His leg might be getting tired already.
Might be.
For the kickoff to the extra point. This one is up and it's right down the middle. It's good. He's 4-for-4, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it 28-0 over the Miller Cardinals. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Lewis Bobman Field in Thayer. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here in the first half. We've got 5:52 to go in the second quarter, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it now 28-0. A three-yard touchdown run by Jackson Willison. Landry Pitts has run for three touchdowns in the first half. And the Thayer Bobcats dominating here in the first round of the Class 1 District 3 football tournament. And it'll be Zach Jones to kick it off again for the Bobcats. And Zach puts the foot into it. A low-line drive will be fielded by Colley back around the 30. Looking for some room to run. Gets hit around the 37, 38. Then driven back to the 36 and down. They'll give him the ball to 37-yard line. And the Miller Cardinals bring the offense back out on the field. Number 11, Brendan Tom, their quarterback, has really been the only bright spot offensively for Miller.
Yeah, he's got 25 yards on 8 carries. And
a couple of pretty good runs. Had a 12-yard run, 9-yard run.
30 yards? That ain't right. 3 yards, sorry.
3 yards, yeah.
Forgot to cross that.
I don't remember a 30-yarder, but I remember a 3-yarder. All right, first and 10 for the Miller Cardinals. They're getting the footballs exchanged out here. And Miller's got it their own 36-yard line, first and 10. Tom straight back looking to throw. Wants to heave it down the field. Got the wind in his back. Ball is down and in. It's intercepted by Lane Grimes. Lane Grimes cut in front of the receiver and picked it off on the sideline. And the Thayer Bobcat offense has got the ball back down at the 36-yard line. Tom threw a pretty ball, but it hung in the air a little too long. And Lane Grimes was there and makes the interception. So fast Lane Grimes with a big play. Had a big play on that last drive to set up the touchdown. And a big play here defensively. And the Thayer Bobcats have got a first down. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Bobcats break the huddle. Lone setback. Three receivers in the bunch on the near side. They turn, pitch it to Jackson Willison. Jackson trying to cut it to the outside. Got a blocker in front. He's to the 40, 45, to the 50. Still on his feet to the 45. And finally, going to be taken down all the way down at the 37-yard line. And a penalty flag for a horse collar is going to add some yardage on the end of the run. And that is 10, 20, 20, about 20, 24 yards. About 24 yards on the pickup. When we got a horse collar penalty, it'll be added to the end of it. And Thayer, what a run. Jackson Willison now up over 100 yards rushing in the ballgame.
Yeah, that puts him at 125.
120, and it's only been, what, 8 rushes?
8 carries, yep.
Wow. So they'll tack the yardage on at the end of the play on the horse collar. And the defender says, that's about all I can do. I had a hold of him, and he just kept running.
Yeah.
and kept running.
And he does that.
And kept running. It takes it all the way down to the 20-yard line on the penalty. So Thayer Bobcats now with it. Inside the Community First Banking Company red zone on a first and 10. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. 5:20 and counting to go in the first half. Lane Grimes wide to the far side. Rowan Spencer wide to the near side. Thayer got a tight end on both ends and split backfield. They turn, pitch it, no. Yeah, they give it to Griffin. Griffin turns to the outside, cuts it back up inside.
Oh,
lowers his head, runs through another tackler, and all the way down to the 9-yard line. An 11-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. Did you see him lower that shoulder and run through that tackle?
Now, I would say that the turf toe is healed.
And so far, so good. And another first and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer looking to go up by 5 touchdowns here in the first half.
This is the Jackson Willison we've seen early in the season.
That's exactly right. First and goal to go at the 9. Pitts gives it up in the middle. That is Griffin Willison, and Griffin carries the pile down near the goal
touchdown.
Line. Touchdown! Griffin Willison on the carry for the Bobcat touchdown from the 9-yard line. I mean, he carried the pile.
Yes, he did.
All the way into the end zone. Excuse me. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now with 4:41 to go by a score of 34-0. And looking to make it 35 with the extra point try. Still a lot of time to go in the first half here at Lewis Bosman Field. And trying to go 5 for 5, Zach Jones. By the way, that's another $50 in the bank for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. High snap. Landry pulls it down, puts the ball down. The extra point is good. Zach Jones is 5 for 5, and the Thayer Bobcats lead at 35-0 with 4:41 to go in the first half. That's what I said, in the first half. And it was Griffin Willison on a 9-yard touchdown run. We'll take timeout, back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single-tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we got 4:41 to play in the first half. Thayer Bobcats leading the Miller Cardinals 35-0. And, you know, you get the number 2 and number 7 matchup in the district tournament, and I really thought the Thayer Bobcats would win this game coming in, but I didn't think it would be like this.
No, I didn't either.
They have really played well tonight. Here's the kickoff. Going to hit one of the up men for Miller, and he catches it. Oh, boy. That ball hit him right in the chest, bounced straight up, and he brought it down again. That was number 64. Bobcat's been picking on him tonight. Colin Smith makes the play, and Miller with good field position to start this drive at their own 47-yard line.
You know, you say the Bobcat's been picking on him, and he's handled it well because he caught every single one of them.
He's caught both of them that they kicked right at him. They're getting a few subs in the ball game. Kyron Magnuson comes out, number 52, checking in defensively for the Bobcats. That is Cole Cates, who had a big play early in the game. First and 10, Miller. Empty backfield, 3 receivers and a bunch on the left side. Quarterback Tom looking to run. Bobcat's not going to let him.
He's
brought down. There's Cates. Cates making the stop back at the 45-yard line. That'll be a 2-yard loss on the play. Cole Cates gets out there and makes the defensive play for the Thayer Bobcats. That'll bring up a 2nd down and 12 for the Miller Cardinals. Another loss on the play for Miller. Double wide set as they break the huddle. This time, Colley is behind Tom, the quarterback, in the double wing. A man going in motion. They fake a handoff in the middle, and he's hit immediately. They gave that ball to Sage Colley, and he got tackled immediately. Who was that? Number Jackson Willison making the stop for the Thayer Bobcats. Wow. It was Griffin Willison, number 22, made the stop. I mean, as soon as he got the handoff, he was down.
Cale Cray will go in at nose guard.
Yeah, Cale Cray checking in the game now. 3rd down and 5 here for Miller. So they've run a -2 and a -3 on this drive. Tom in shotgun again. Calls for the ball. Looking to run, turns around, throws it the other way. The receiver misses it and gets hit by Landry Pitts. And that'll bring up 4th down. And Miller is going to be forced to punt the ball again with 3:24 to go in the first half. Bobcat defense looking really stout here tonight. And get a lot of fresh players out on the field, and that helps. Rowan Spencer and Lane Grimes go back deep to receive the punt. Wind kind of whipping straight across the field now. And here's a punt going to go straight up, going to come down at the 30, take a Bobcat bounce back to the 31, and down right there by the Miller Cardinals. So, Thayer Bobcats will have it 1st and 10 at their own 31-yard line with 3:15 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats have dominated this one. They lead it 35-0. And they've been doing it big chunks of yardage. They've been doing it with power football. I mean, just whatever they wanted to do offensively, they've been able to get done here tonight. I think if there's been one area that they probably wish they were playing a little better, and that is the passing game tonight.
Yep.
had some balls that should have been caught that weren't, and a couple others that were thrown a little bit behind. Here's Landry looking to throw it here, looking over the middle, get the ball over to Grimes. Grimes makes the catch after the 35-yard line, and we're going to get a roughing the passer call on Miller as they hit Landry Pitts way after he let go of the ball. Lane Grimes made the catch. It'll be about a 5-yard pickup on the play, and we'll have the penalty added to the end of the play for the roughing the passer. And it'll be an automatic first down here when they mark, or be a first down when they mark off the penalty. And we'll see if Bobcats will take the play or the penalty here. Wait and see what the captain says. Well, it'll be on top of the yardage game. So it'll be a first down for the Thayer Bobcats on a 5-yard penalty. Brings the ball out to the 42-yard line. And a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. So a new set of downs for the Thayer Bobcats. We're down to 2:56 to go in the first half. Thayer already leading 35-0. And the JV kids are getting awfully antsy out there.
Yeah, you can tell.
You can tell. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts in shotgun. Got Griffin Wilson to protect him on the right side. Jackson's on a flank, and they give it to Griffin. Griffin running over the left. He's to the 45, to the 50-yard line. Turns it up to the 45, to the 40. Got a blocker in front, down to the 34-yard line and out of bounds. That is a 10, 20, about a 25 pickup for Griffin Willison. And the Thayer Bobcats with another first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And that was nothing fancy, Adam. That just handed to your fullback and student body left.
Yep, good blocking.
Good blocking out front. And Griffin used those blockers for a 25-yard gain. Ball down to the 34-yard line of the Miller Cardinals, and Miller is done.
Yep.
You can see in the body language out there, they're just kind of playing out the string here. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. With 2:13 to go in the half. Landry Pitts up under center, split backs behind him. They give the ball to Griffin Willison, running up in the middle, and he gets stopped with about a 2-yard gain. Good defensive play in there by number 52 for the Miller Cardinals. That was Owen Pritchett, big junior defensive lineman. Stops Griffin Willison for about a 2-yard pickup. And with a minute 50 to go, Thayer just not getting any hurry here, up 35-0. They're just running the offense. Lane Grimes comes wide to the near side of the field. And Spencer wide to the far side. They're going to just run a little RPO. Pitts is going to keep it, cuts it up to the 30-yard line, and dives down to the 25. Tackled there at the 23. And that's going to be very close to a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. The official says, yeah, move the chains. That'll be an 8-yard pickup for Landry Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats down to the 23. And the Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Again, 5 trips down there. Actually, 6 trips down to the red zone, 5 touchdowns. They did fumble on one, but then got the ball back 2 plays later. Minute 18 to go. Bobcats split back double wide. Running the option play. Landry's going to keep it again. He's up to the 20, to the 15-yard line. Still on his feet and taken out of bounds at the 14. Or, I'm sorry. Yeah, taking out about the 14-yard line. That'll be about an 8-yard pickup. Just running the option left, and with a minute 6 to go, Landry gets run out of bounds. That should be a 9-yard gain. And with a minute 6, Thayer might have enough time here to get another touchdown. Lane Grimes breaks the huddle, going wide to the far side. I'd throw a fade to Lane over there in the corner. But that's just me. Bobcats in split backfield. Landry up under center. Long signal count, going to give it in the middle. Gives it to Jackson Willison this time, and Jackson carries the pile down to about the 9-yard line. And that is a first down on a second down and 1 on a 4-yard carry by Jackson Willison. First and goal to go, Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Under a minute to go. If you're the Bobcats, if you don't score on this play, you probably don't score here. Clock is running in a hurry, down to 45 seconds to go in the half. Landry Pitts up under center. Bobcats not doing anything fancy here. Give it up in the middle. No, Landry keeps it, trying to run with it, and gets brought down at the line.
It was a good play by the defender.
It was a great play by the defender out there on this left end. That was number 52 again. This kid's been everywhere, Owen Pritchett. And it'll bring up a second and goal to go. Thayer getting in a hurry here. They want this touchdown. Landry's in shotgun formation. Got Griffin Willison on his right hip. Jack is on the left side. We're going to get a timeout call by the Miller Cardinals. So Miller doing the Bobcats a favor, calling the timeout with 20 seconds left in the first half. Thayer Bobcats with one more shot to score this touchdown. Bobcats lead it 35-0. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have got it on a second down and goal to go at the 8-yard line. Trying to score a sixth touchdown here in the first half. Thayer leads it over the Miller Cardinals 35-0 as we approach the half. Landry Pitts in shotgun formation. 20 seconds go. Looking to throw this one over the middle. Pass is caught for the touchdown. What a play. What a catch by Lane Grimes. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 41-0 with, 15 seconds to go in the first half. I mean, that was quite a catch right there.
That was acrobatic.
He went up high over the top of the defender and brought that ball down. Lane Grimes with a touchdown reception, a 9-yard reception with 15 seconds to play in the first half. Thayer up now 41-0.
Threw that ball in a string where nobody else.
That's exactly right. And here's Zach Jones looking to go 6-for-6 in the first half, kicking the extra point, and it is good. Zach has got it zoned in tonight.
Yes, he is.
He is 6-for-6, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it 42-0 with 15 seconds to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout, back with a kick and 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
So now Corbett going to bring the ball up the floor.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we got 15 seconds to play here in the first half in Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer Bobcats lead the Miller Cardinals 42-0. And the Bobcats with 6 first-half touchdowns. That's another $300 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thanks to Dr. Patel and the staff at Thayer Dental Care. Bobcats set to kick it off at the 40-yard line. 15 seconds play. Stay tuned for the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. That'll be coming up here in just a few seconds. Mike Robertson back at the sports desk. We'll have scores from some of the other games going on around the area. And we'll have all the first half stats. Here's another short kick by the Bobcats. Oh, Miller almost forgot to pick it up. Spencer Bowles gets on it at the 35-yard line. And we're down to 13 seconds to play in the first half. Miller, you know, I think if you're Miller, I mean, you're down 42-0.
I know what I'm doing, and I'm going for gold.
I'm just going to give my quarterback some time, try to get my quarterback some time. I'm just going to throw one up. Kind of got the wind kind of at your back right now. And just throw one up and try and get a touchdown. I mean, I think that's what you do here. We'll see. They got two wideouts on the far side, two to the near side. Probably the final play of the half. Here's Tom, straight back looking to throw. Yep, they're going to throw it deep. Tom throws a pretty ball. It is intercepted by the Thayer Bobcats. Simers with the pick at the 28-yard line. Simers, it's good to see Simers back out on the field tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. He hadn't played in a while. Eric Simers makes the interception at the 28-yard line. And with 3.6 seconds to go, the Thayer Bobcats with their third turnover of the first half. We've had three interceptions and a fumble recovery. So that's four turnovers by Miller, taken by the Thayer Bobcats. And first and 10, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Got to think the Bobcats will take a knee here, head to the locker room to warm up. And they do take a knee. That starts the clock. And that's the end of our first half. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here at Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer leads it by a score of 42-0 over the Miller Cardinal. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Time for a change? We'll try Pizza Inn of Thayer's all-new house pan pizza made with fresh, never-frozen dough, made in-house daily, topped with fresh ingredients and 100% real mozzarella cheese, and it's pan-fried to a crispy golden brown crust. What goes better than football season and pizza? Call 417-264-3800 for carry-out or delivery, or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now for the Pizza Inn of Thayer. And they say, go Bobcats! Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common: tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, it's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we're back in the tower at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, where the Thayer Bobcats have dominated the first half of play here in the Class 1 District 3 football tournament. They're playing the Miller Cardinals, and Thayer leads it at the half 42-0. Here's how the scoring started. Thayer Bobcats Miller won the toss and took the ball. Thayer held him on a three and out. And on the first play from scrimmage, Landry Pitts took off on a 78-yard touchdown run. Thayer Bobcats ran one play and led 7-0 as the extra point was good. That's with 10:31 to go in the first quarter. Thayer wasn't done. They scored two more first quarter touchdowns. After a long run by Jackson Willison, took the ball down near the goal line. Landry Pitts took it in from 3 yards out. And with 6:15 to go in the first quarter, Thayer was off and running, leading it 14-0. Bobcats got the ball back again and marched it right down the field, and Landry Pitts scored again. An 8-yard touchdown run, extra point was good, made it 21-0 at the end of the first 12 minutes. Then in the second quarter, Thayer scored their first touchdown of the second quarter with 5 minutes to play. Teams traded turnovers. Thayer got good field position, and Jackson Willison scored his first and only touchdown of the first half. It was a 3-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good again. 28-0, Thayer led. 4:41 to go in the first half. It was Griffin Willison on a 9-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. Made it 35-0 after another turnover by Miller. Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts hit Lane Grimes on a 9-yard touchdown pass, and a great catch by fast Lane Grimes. Extra point was good. Made it 42-0 at that point. That's where we are at the half. Been all Thayer Bobcats. And Statman Adam working on what's going to be some very lopsided stats for you here at the intermission. We'll have that for you in just a moment. Also, coming up here in just a little bit, we'll be checking on some of the other games going on around the region. I know we're trying to get those scores from the other games in the district tournament. The winner of this game tonight will play the winner of the game between Ashgrove and Kabul. Now, that game will be here at Lewis Bosman Field next Friday night. And right now it looks like Thayer will play next Friday night. But we still got a whole half of football left to go. Never want to get too overconfident. All right, Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat Boosters, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition Center in downtown Thayer, the Alton Bank, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, the Steak and Shake of West Plains, Barton Electric in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. We'll be back. Statman Adam will have your first half stats in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The youth deer season is here, and if you need to gear up to make some memories this weekend with your young deer hunters, well, you can find anything you might need at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains. They got youth camo, boots, blinds, stands, shooting sticks, attractants, hearing protection, optics, everything you need after the hunt as well for processing and cooking that deer. And they got 223 ammo in stock, too. Don't forget your deer tags and your hunting license available at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains. And good luck to all the hunters this weekend.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. The Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report, and the Thayer Bobcat marching band is doing a nice job. We've talked about it all year long, Adam. They have really made some marked improvements over the last couple of years. Of course, they've been winning a lot of awards around at band competitions. I think going on one tomorrow.
I believe so.
They're just doing a great job. And Mr. Rim, is that his name?
Rim
is just doing a fantastic job and entertaining the folks here at halftime. All right, so, speaking of entertaining, Thayer Bobcats lead the Miller Cardinals 42-0 at half, and I know the stats are as lopsided as the score.
Yeah, they are, and we will just start with some Miller Cardinal stats rushing-wise. They have 7 total yards of rushing with 3 first downs. Of course, quarterback Brendan Tom, number 11, has 23 yards on 9 carries. The rest of them have all added negative yardage. Passing-wise, Brendan Tom is 4 for 13 with 14 yards with 3 interceptions. That'll bring their first half total to 21 yards with 3 first downs. And then you get to the Thayer Bobcats, and I'm already running out of room on a paper. Rushing-wise, they've got 303 yards with 5 touchdowns, 10 first downs. Jackson Willison has 140 yards on 10 carries. And Landry Pitts right there with him, 124 yards on 8 carries. Griffin Wilson has added 35 on 5 carries. Passing-wise, Landry Pitts is 6 for 11 with 84 yards, 1 touchdown, and 3 first downs. That'll bring their first half total yards to 387 yards with 14 first downs and 6 total touchdowns.
Wow. Wow, dominating performance by the Thayer Bobcats tonight here over the Miller Cardinals. All right, before we send it back to the studio, I did get an update for us here just a little bit. My buddy Alex Rutledge is over at the Eagles Nest in Mountain View, and the Liberty Eagles are leading the Willow Springs Bears in their game 22-0. at the hat. So Liberty trying to get to the district semifinals in Class 2. I know Mike's been working hard trying to get some updates on some of the other games around the region. So we'll take a break. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And Mike will have those scores for you in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's coming in 2022, the Bi-State Area's new Beef Mart, Mohawk's Dark Yards, at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Middleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk's Dark Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call Owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755. Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Whether you're ready to buy or looking to sell, a RE/MAX agent can help every step of the way. With a RE/MAX agent by your side, you get the experienced pro who can help you along the way. This is Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent, every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, good evening. This is, again, your Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report, and going to update you on some of the scores around the area. We'll start with the district there, Class 1, District 3. Thayer Bobcats here in our game lead Miller 42-0. Marionville leading Pierce City right now at the half 30-0. It is Sarcoxie over Diamond 22-7 at the half. And so far been unable to get an update on that Kabul-Ashgrove score. Hopefully we'll get a score on that here real soon. As soon as we do, we'll pass that along to you. Other scores around the area right now, we do see Liberty leading Willow Springs 22-0 at the half. Mountain Grove and Cassville are tied at 7 at the half. In Arkansas, Mountain Home losing to Russellville 28-0. Highland losing to Westside out of Jonesboro 14-12. It is Pocahontas over Blyville 14-7. Looks like Greene County Tech leading Batesville 17-14. And Walnut Ridge losing to Manila right now 13-0. High school basketball boys final. Mammoth Spring Bears lost to Viola 50-42. The girls are in action now. Don't have an update on that score yet. So that's your scores from around the area. We'll have more Bobcat football coming your way here in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit LaurenAllenLLC.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back in Lewis Boston Field. Here the Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Miller Cardinals by a score of 42-0 at the half. The other games that are going on in the district, and thank you, Mike. Good hard work there with the Ecom Sports Desk. Top-seeded Marionville in the district, no problem. They lead Pierce City tonight 30-0. And Sarcoxy, the number 5 seed, is leading number 4 Diamond 22-7. And we have been unable to find a score on the Ashgrove-Cabool game. And Thayer, if they hang on and win this game, will play the winner of Ashgrove and Cabool. And whichever one it is, that game will be here at Lewis Bosman Field next Friday night. Both teams made it back out onto the field here. And we'll be counting down. We're about 3 minutes away from the second half kickoff. And I'd like to say something right here, Adam. There's a big Bobcat fan. He's a Thayer Bobcat alum. And everybody in town knows him. Stephen Freeman.
Yep.
And Stephen Freeman, his wife, week had a baby, and there's been a couple of issues, and they had to fly the baby to Springfield. And from what I understand, baby's doing well, mama's doing well. But if everybody out there in Bobcat country would just say a little prayer for Stephen and his wife and the baby, trying to remember what the name was.
I don't think I saw the name.
Garston or something, Grayson maybe. But anyway. Bobcat fans, we all know Stephen, and if you will, say a little prayer for Stephen, Stephen Freeman, and a huge Thayer Bobcat fan. He is at every game, no matter if it's basketball, baseball, football, whatever it is. Yeah, Stephen's in town. He's at the ball game. All right, and Stephen, just know we're all thinking about you, and hope you get home soon. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with the second half. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Again, Thayer leading Miller by a score of 42-0. At the break. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're getting ready for our second half. There, Bobcats are going to have the ball to start the second half as Miller won the coin toss, elected to receive. So Thayer gets it to start the second half, and the Bobcats already leading this game 42-0 over the Miller Cardinals. And we'll see how much the starters play for the Thayer Bobcats here in the second half. Some of them are going to have to, because Thayer just didn't have enough numbers to put in a whole new fresh group of 11 guys. So somebody is going to have to play. I know Statman Adams over here, he's trying to find a score on that Ash Grove and Kabul game. And game is at Ash Grove, so not any communications up that way. But Thayer will take on the winner. If Thayer hangs on and win this game, they will take on the winner of that one. Here comes Miller with a kick. It'll be a low liner, going to hit and picked up by the Bobcats at the 37-yard line. That is Mikhail Cray, and Cray brings it all the way out to the 50 and run down at the 46. And here come the Thayer Bobcats. That was Mikhail Cray, scooped that ball up, and a nice return of about 20 yards down into Miller territory at the 40. Well, they're going to mark him at the 47. So 47-yard line, that's where the Thayer Bobcats have got it, first and 10. Landry pitch back out there for the Bobcats. Looks like the first team offense will probably play this one possession, and then we'll see some Bobcat subs on the offensive side. And I can already see Prince starting to throw the ball around, get ready to play some quarterback for the Thayer Bobcats in this second half. First and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Full house backfield, and a split backfield, double tight set. Bobcats going to give it up in the middle. That is Willison. Willison sprints to the outside. He's to the 45, cuts it up to the 40, through a tackler, through another, all the way down to the 32-yard line. What a run by Jackson Willison. That one will cover 15 yards and a first down for the Bobcats senior tailback. And I mean, he lowered that shoulder, and he ran right over a defender back here around the 40-yard line and turned that thing up to the 32. And a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. 15 yards on the run for Jackson Willison. Bobcats are on the move again, getting close to the Community First Banking Company red zone. Landry Pitts up under center, split backs again, double wide set. Tight end on the far side. Landry gives the ball up in the middle and gives it to Jackson Willison. He'll dive inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. And we brought down right there. It'll be about a five-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. And Jackson now up to, about 160 yards rushing on just 10 carries tonight. 12 carries.
Still a pretty good night.
That's a pretty good average. About, 12 yards per carry?
Yep.
Something like that.
A little more, about 13.
Yeah. Second down and five for the Thayer Bobcats. 9:51 to go, just underway in the second half. Thayer is in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Lane Grimes going wide to the far side. Rowan Spencer wide to the near side. Split backfield again. Landry up under center. Hands the ball to a Jackson. Jackson just stood up at the line of scrimmage and knocked backwards. You don't see that happen very often, but his feet kind of slipped that time. That was a good surge by the Miller defensive line. That's a big defensive line they've got up there.
Yeah, we don't have weights, but 71 and 66
are
some pretty big guys.
Yeah, and that's who Jackson Willison ran into that time. Actually lost the yard. It'll be third down and six. Bobcats with the opening possession of the second half. Landry Pitts gives on a handoff. Now fakes the throw, gives it to Jackson. Got a blocker out in front. Jackson Willison's got a first down and more as he spins down to about the 25-yard line. So that'll be another 10-yard pickup and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Jackson Willison working on a 200-yard night with 8:45 to go in the third quarter. Up to 170 yards now on 14 carries. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Ball sits at about the 13-yard line. First and 10, split backs. Nothing fancy here. Split backfield. Bobcats turn, give it to Jackson. Jackson gets in the backfield and dives ahead. He's going to lose a yard on this play. That's a nice defensive play there. Number 14 came knifing in there for Miller. That is Brady Johnson. First man to hit him and tripped him up. So a one-yard loss on the play for Jackson Willison. It'll bring up second down and long for the Thayer Bobcats. Wouldn't be totally surprised if Thayer went to the air on this second down and long, but wouldn't surprise me if they don't either. Clock is running, 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Again, split backfield. Pitch up under center, double tight set. Little misdirection, pitch trying to pull it out, but ball carrier said, nope, I'm going to hang on to it. And that's going to be another loss on the play of about 3 yards. And again, Griffin Willison will lose yardage on that play. And again, good surge by the Miller defensive line. So with 7:25 to go in the third quarter, Thayer now with a third down and 14. Bobcats break the huddle. 7:13 to go, 17 seconds on the play clock. Again, split backs, double tight set. Landry pits up under center. Little play action, throws it over the middle, pass is caught by Magnuson. Did he get to the end zone? They're looking at it, they're looking at it. Yes, touchdown. Kyron Magnuson on the tight end down the seam. Kyron Magnuson makes the catch on a tight end down the seam, and that is a 13-yard touchdown play. That was pretty right there, and it came with 6:57 to go in the third quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 48-0. And the extra point try still to come. Bobcat kicker Zach Jones, 6-for-6 in the first half. Can he make it 7-for-7 and make it an even 49? Ball back, kick is up. Looks like it's right down the middle to me. No, he missed it. Wide left. Yeah, pull that one a little bit, so the extra point no good. That makes it 48-0. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Miller Cardinals. 6:57 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
All right, we will get right back to Mike. I want to update you real quick. Ash Grove leading Kabul. We just got a score update, 20-14, and that is at half. Other district games, again, Marionville leading Pierce City 30-0. Sarcoxie over Diamond 22-7. We'll take you back out now to the Lewis Bosman Field for more Bobcat football.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And we're back after the timeout. Thank you very much, Mike Robertson. Again, Ash Grove leading Kabul 20-14. That game, that is at the half, by the way. Well, here come the Thayer Bobcats set to kick it off with a 48-0 lead over the Miller Cardinals. Thayer looks like they will advance to the second round of the district. And we'll take on the winner of that Ash Grove and Kabul game right here at Lewis Bosman Field next Friday night. Thayer to kick off. Still a lot of football to play here. 6:57 to go in the third quarter. So Thayer takes the second half kickoff and rolled it right down the field. Just like they did every possession in the first half. And now Miller almost fumbles the kickoff. They get back on at the 35-yard line. And that's where the Miller Cardinals have it. Their first possession of the second half. And kind of looking over the numbers here, Bobcats are they're going to keep the first-team defense on the field. A few subs out there playing on defense, but not many right now. What's that Moth doing in here?
I don't know. He saw the hot dog and ran away, too.
I guess so. First and 10 for the Miller Cardinals. And they've got a new quarterback out there.
It's number 66.
Number 66 is in at quarterback. He takes a snap and fumbles in. The Thayer Bobcats have recovered. Shotgun snap intended for big number 66, Joey Williams. And he couldn't hang on, and the Thayer Bobcats recover at the Miller 32-yard line. And it looks like the starting offense coming off the field for the Thayer Bobcats. We're under the turbo clock here with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcat defense makes the play. That is the sixth turnover against Miller?
I believe so.
I don't know what they were doing there, and I guess Big Senior probably wanted to run the ball one time.
Yep.
Before his season was over.
Mikhail Cray with the fumble recovery.
And he fumbled it, and Mikhail Cray got the recovery. And here's Brandon Prince up under center for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer running the option. Prince is going to keep it. Runs to the 30-yard line. Gets down to the 27 and brought down. Be about a 5-yard gain for the Thayer Bobcats. And this Prince kid, he has actually grown as the season's gone on.
Yes,
I'm not just talking about his playing. I'm talking about size-wise. Anyway, the Bobcats. Now with the JV on the field. Prince. Brandon Prince. Number 17, a freshman quarterback. He's got Mark Spencer and who else in the backfield? Number 88, Gorham. Yeah, Nick Gorham in the backfield. He goes out now, goes to a wing fair with three receivers in a bunch on the near side. Prince turns, pitches it to Spencer. Spencer sidesteps the tackle. He gets to the 25-yard line and brought down there. Going to pick up about 2 yards on the play. We got a penalty flag down around the 15-yard line. We'll see what that is back there. A penalty on the play. Doesn't take many of those under the turbo clock, and this game will be over.
Little extracurriculars going on out there.
Well, the penalty will be, going to be a personal foul against the Thayer Bobcats. A personal foul on the Thayer Bobcats, and that'll back them up 15 yards from the point of the infraction. Actually, from the line of scrimmage, they're going to call it. So don't know exactly what the personal foul was about. But it'll be second down, or it'll be first down. It'll be second down. And backs this up second down at about 21. Is that what I'm looking at? Or is that 19?
Nope. 19.
Yeah, right at 20. Between 21 and 19.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, somewhere in there. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, playing under the mercy rule. The turbo clock is on. Brandon Prince brings the Bobcat offense out. Split backs behind him. Number 17 going to run the option play. Looking to pitch, does. Gets it to Spencer. Spencer trying to get to the corner. Gets drugged down after about a 3-yard gain. And I will tell you that Miller got their starting defense still on the field. They have Bobcat JV here. And I would imagine they're getting a lot of seniors out there on the field for Miller. Opportunity for these seniors to kind of play out the year.
Yeah.
You know, the last game they're going to play in high school football. And chance to get out there and play till the final whistle. Third down at about 18 now for the Thayer Bobcats. We're down to 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have your post-game report coming up after the ball game, and it won't be long playing under the turbo clock. Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman post-game show. We'll try and get Coach Billy Weber up here. Thayer on a third down at 18. Prince rolling to his left, throws the ball out. Incomplete. Pass intended for Mark Spencer around the 35-yard line. Ball incomplete. The Thayer Bobcats are going to have to punt the ball away here on the fourth down. This will be the first time Thayer's punted all night. Well, Thayer will punt with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Would you fake it up 48 to nothing?
No.
No. Okay, I didn't think so.
I don't think so.
You never know.
Coach Meek is on the sideline.
He is on the sideline. The legendary Coach Dave Meek. Had a chance to have a long chat with Coach Meek last Saturday. There's a punt by the Bobcats. Landry Pitts will put it in the air. Deep man going to let it hit for Miller. Takes a Bobcat bounce. Now rolls sideways. What's that Miller guy doing there? He almost picked that ball up. He would have been clobbered. Anyway, Bobcats down it at the 15-yard line. That's where Miller will have it. First and 10. There, Bobcats send the defense out on the field. And, well, we got a few subs out there on the defense, but we got many of the starters out there, too. Because Miller's still got their first-team offense on the field. Down to 2:25 to go in the third quarter. There goes Cates in the ball game in place of Zach Jones. And the way the game's gone tonight, that's not much of a fall-off because Cates has made a couple of really good plays.
Has.
A couple of tackles for loss tonight. Miller, this time they've got Toms back in there at quarterback. No messing around on this play. Full house backfield. He gives it to the fullback, run up in the middle, and that is that was a big hit by the Thayer Bobcats. Who was that getting off the bottom of that pile?
I believe that was Austin Green.
Austin Nichols. Green was there, but also right there was number 56. That is Dalton Nicholson with a big hit. Loss of a yard on the play for number 25. That is Colley for Miller. Miller on a second down and 11. Toms, quarterback, looking to throw the football. Got a little bit of time now. The Bobcats give rush, and he's going to have to run for it. No, I'm going to throw this one down the field. It is incomplete, thrown out of bounds. Good thing he threw that ball out of bounds, or it would have been intercepted. Lane Grimes and Landry Pitts were both right there. Of course, each of them have got an interception. Let's see, Landry didn't get an interception.
No, he had the tip.
He tipped one and tipped it to Lane Grimes, who has two interceptions in the ball game tonight. Third down and 11 now for Miller. One more play, and we'll be at the end of the third quarter here at Lewis Bosman Field. Down to 1 minute to go in this third period. Third down and 11 for the Miller Cardinals. Our quarterback, Toms, in the backfield in shotgun. Got a man on his right side, on his left side. Stay back looking to throw over the middle. This ball is incomplete. Intended for the slot receiver, number 80, Logan Nyland. It falls incomplete. And Miller looks like they'll have to punt the ball away here deep in their own end. It's fourth down and 11 from their own 14-yard line. And they go into punt formation. Bobcats will drop deep to receive. Lane Grimes and Rowan Spencer will drop deep for the Bobcats. Miller has to punt it before the end of the quarter. Now they're getting everybody off the field. Here we go. Oh, what a kick.
That was a good punt.
And a good punt. Hits at the 50-yard line and bounces down to the 43. It'll be downed right there by the Miller Cardinals. And that'll be the final play of our third quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead the Miller Cardinals 48-0. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Our first play of the fourth quarter here at Lewis Bosman Field, and the Thayer Bobcats fumble the snap, but Brandon Prince gets right back on the ball. Pulled out a little bit early there, so Bobcats with a second down and the 11. Thayer got the JV on the field. Now they played most of the third quarter. Thayer did keep the starters out there for one drive, and they marched it down the field to make it 48-0, and the JV has been out there since for the Thayer Bobcats. Second down at 11. Down to 11 minutes or so to play. Bobcats in a tight end on the near side. Split backfield. They're going to give the ball to Spencer. Run it up in the middle. Spencer dives up across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Gets about 4 yards for the Thayer Bobcats. They bring up a third down and 7 for the Thayer Bobcats, who will go to 7-3 on the year.
Yep.
Of course, everybody plays a 10-game schedule. That's with the new playoff system they put back in about 4 years ago in Missouri. 10th week of the season is your first-round districts. Thayer will be 7-3. Here come the Bobcats. They get the ball up in the middle again. This time it is
Mikhail Cray,
and Mikhail powers it out across the 50 to the 48-yard line. That's about a 5-yard pickup from Mikhail Cray, number 3 for the Bobcats. It'll bring up a fourth down and 1, and I think Thayer will go for it here.
Yeah, I think they will.
And Miller now got a lot of subs in there on their defensive side. Some of them great old big defensive linemen are out of the game. Well, their season going to come to an end over on that Miller sideline with a record of 1-9. Thayer Bobcats come on a fourth down at the 48-yard line. 10 minutes to go in the game. Brandon Pritz up under center. Going to keep it. Runs for the first down. He got tackled by a shoestring. Prince almost broke one for another touchdown. He gets tackled, but not till after he picks up 6 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. I mean, he was within a step of breaking that thing and taking it to the house. Good quickness, good speed by Brandon Prince. Mikhail Cray comes off the field for Thayer, gets a high five from his teammates. Good group of seniors right here.
Yes, it is.
Mikhail Cray, one of those. And they are going to look forward to playing again next Friday night. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. Brandon Prince, freshman quarterback, running the offense, sends off to Mark Spencer. Spencer running over the left side. He is going to carry the pile down to the 34-yard line. That is going to be an 8-yard pickup for Mark Spencer. Got in there and carried the pile for an 8-yard pickup. They get second down and 2 for the Thayer Bobcat JV.
You know, Mark Spencer's not very big. He's only probably, what, 140 pounds?
About 145,
He just carried about 7 Miller Cardinals.
Yeah, carried about 700, probably 1,000 pounds or more. Second down and 2 with the Bobcat JV offense. split backfield. Gorham and Spencer to give to Gorham. Gorham running over the right side. Oh, just got tripped up. And picks up. Did he get enough for the first down? I think he did. Are they going to call it third down? And they're going to mark this thing, and the official says, nope, it is third down. Going to be just about a half a yard shy of the first down. So the Fair Bobcats looking for a first down here. And the JV would like nothing better than to go score a touchdown.
Yeah.
When the JV can score in the varsity game, they are happy campers. Bobcats send the receiver wide to the far side. That is Simers. Man wide to the near side. Prince going to go on the quarterback keeper. Got the first down and up the sideline to the 24-yard line. Brought down there. That is an 8-yard pickup. 8-yard pickup for Brandon Prince, the Bobcat freshman quarterback. And a new set of downs, and the Thayer Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone with 7:57 to play in the game. Well, Thayer JV playing against the Miller JV here. I don't see any starters on the sideline, on the field for either team.
No.
Prince with a split backfield behind it. Looking around the offense and gives it to Spencer. Spencer fights off one tackler, cuts it up inside the 20 to the 15, cuts it back in down to the 5 and tackled at the 4-yard line. Spencer from the 24 to the 4. That is a 20-yard run for the Bobcats sophomore tailback. And Thayer with a first and goal to go. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. It was 7 minutes to go in the game. Thayer Bobcat JV looking to put some points on the board here in the fourth quarter. Ball sits right on the 4-yard line. Prince brings the Bobcats to the line of scrimmage. Again, split backs behind it. Tight ends on the near side. This way they'll run it. Spencer's got it. Runs to the pylon. Touchdown. Mark Spencer hits the touchdown run with 6:57 to play in the game. Spencer with the touchdown run from 4 yards out. And the extra point try is still to come. And I believe Thayer will go for two with the JV. They did not send Zach Jones out to attempt to kick one. And we'll see. Ball sits on the 3-yard line. Yep, Thayer will come out, go for two here in the JV. JV going for two. Standard formation, split backs. Prince takes it, little misdirection, gives it to Spencer. He's into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. So the 2-point conversion is good, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 56-0 over the Miller Cardinals. And we'll be back with a kickoff in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have scored their 8th touchdown of the night against the Miller Cardinals. The JV marched that one down the field after getting the ball on a turnover. And Mark Spencer scores on a 4-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion by Mark Spencer was good. Thayer leads it now 56-0. Now we're down to 6:57 to play in the game. Bobcats will tee it up. And we got, what do we got? Oh, Miller Cardinal player. His hoodie was sticking out from his jersey. Got to have that thing tucked in. So the official tucks it in for him. Here we go. Bobcats will kick it off. Mark Spencer kicks it. Miller picks it up. And Mark Spencer makes the tackle at the 35-yard line.
He might be the fastest punter in the history of
punters. He might be. Might be the fastest punter in the history of punting.
Kicker.
Wow. So Mark Spencer gets down the field, makes the tackle after he kicked it off, and Miller has it. First and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Clock is running with 6.5 minutes to go. And new quarterback in the game for Miller. It is Nate Hill, who is a freshman, and the JV, part of the JV offense out there for Miller. Number 20 coming out wide. Garrett Stewart starting wide out, still in the game for Miller. Here come the Cardinals. They hand it up in the middle. Bobcats will corral the ball carrier at about the 39-yard line. That was number two.
24.
24?
Yep. Caden Calvin.
Caden Calvin. A freshman on the play. Number 24 for the Miller Cardinal. Picked up two. Second down and eight. Miller on a second down play from their own 39-yard line. And quarterback in shotgun formation. Double wing set. They give it to the same ball carrier. This time he's brought down behind the line. Who made that play? Number 58. Number 58 for the Thayer Bobcats. Yes, that is Spencer Cotham, the freshman. Tackles him for a 3-yard loss. And now they put the ball back at their line of, the original line of scrimmage. So anyway, it'll be third down and 10 for the Miller Cardinals. Number 24, Caden Calvin, says, man, where'd that guy come from? Cotham. He made a couple of big plays in the game last week over Mountain Grove. Another Bobcat, promising freshman. Third down and 10. Miller got a man coming in motion across the front of the formation, and the center never did snap the ball. Or get an illegal procedure call here against Miller. For some reason, they stopped the clock. Clock should be running right now. We're under the turbo clock. And that'll back it all the way up to the 32-yard line. It'll be third down and 15 for the Miller Cardinals. It's still third down. Quarterback breaks the huddle in shotgun formation. Two receivers wide to either side. Now a man coming in motion across the front of the formation. They fake the handoff to him. Quarterback's going to keep it. Gets hit. Still looking to run. And Bobcat, bring him down. Back at the 30-yard line. That was number nine, Nate Hill. He'll lose another 2 yards. It'll be fourth down and 17. And Miller is going to be forced to punt again with 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Bobcats strung that play all the way out to the sideline and made the play. Fourth and 17 for the Miller Cardinals. And they will punt. Bobcats one man big back deep to receive. I believe Thayer will just let this ball roll. There's a snap. Left-footed kicker. Puts the foot into it. Ball's going to hit right around the 50-yard line and drop dead at 49. That's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it. First and 10 with 4 minutes remaining in the game. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Home in Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, the Country Cottage Cafe, the official lunch site of the Thayer Bobcat broadcast crew, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, and Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. All helping to boost the Bobcats. And here comes Brandon Prince to the Bobcats JV with a 3.5 minutes to go. At their own 49-yard line, Prince turns, pitches it to Gorham. Gorham cuts it back against the grain, gets some room. He cuts to the outside to the 45-40. On his feet, got a block. He's up the sideline to the 25, to the 10, 5, touchdown! Nick Gorham for the Thayer Bobcats with 3:14 to go in the game has scored on a 51-yard touchdown run. 51-yard scamper by Gorham, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 62-0.
That was impressive by the Bobcat JV.
It was
kind of speechless on that deal. I did not expect that at all.
I don't think anybody did. Gorham goes 51 yards for the touchdown. Thayer will go for the 2 points here with the JV on the field. 3:14 remaining in the game. Brandon Prince, quarterback, just going to keep it running straight ahead. That offensive line powered him all the way to the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. That makes it 62-64-0. Thayer Bobcats lead the Miller Cardinals with 3:14 to play in the game. We'll be back to Lewis Bosman Field in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Our score now 64-0. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Miller Cardinals. And, folks, the JV has played the entire second half, all but one possession. Thayer led 42-0 in halftime and have scored three touchdowns here in the second half. Here at the kickoff, Mark Spencer kicks it, taken by one of the up men for Miller. Returns it out to the 40-yard line and finally going to be tackled at about the 45. That's where the Miller Cardinal offense will take it out. And Miller is bringing, looks like, their starters back on offensively. They're bringing their starting offense back out there.
Yes, they are.
Number 12, a quarterback. That is
I believe it's number 6 at quarterback.
Number 6 at quarterback. That'd be John Schneider, a sophomore. They list him as a wide receiver. So Miller, he fumbled the snap. I don't know what that was about. And Miller fumbles the
62.
Snap. Was it 62? It was 62. 62, Joey Strait, a senior offensive lineman, and I think they've gone with all seniors. I think that's what they're doing here, playing out the clock with all seniors. Now, big number 66, Joey Williams, a senior lineman. He's looking to throw one. Bobcats give chase. He is going to get sacked all the way back in the 33-yard line.
Who's number 50?
Bobcats get the sack.
Corwin Mullins with a big hit on
him. That was Corwin Mullins, man, and there was about three Bobcats it took to get him down 66. A bit with those big offensive linemen probably goes about 295.
And Corwin, who's about 160,
knocked
him
head
on.
It is third down and 20 now for Miller with a minute 44 to go. And they're just making stuff up here. 52 back in there, quarterback.
11's at quarterback.
At 11 at quarterback? All right, well, he hands it off up in the middle. And it'll be about a 2-yard pickup. I think that was another one of the linemen, 64, Colin Smith. Colin Smith on the carry will pick up about 2. And Bobcat JV standing the ground in there. And that was Mullins again, number 50, that made the tackle for the Thayer Bobcat. And now Miller is going to send the JV back out there. Or is it the punting unit? That's the punting unit going to go on. Number 74 is set to kick it. Kyler Carver, a freshman. And Thayer Bobcats going to get the ball back here with less than a minute to go. We're down to 57 seconds. There's a bad snap. Punter picks it up, gets it away. Hits it about the 40. And bounces backwards. Thayer will have it at the 44-yard line. First and 10. Bobcats just going to have to take a knee, and this game is over. They may not even get to run a play here.
They might not.
Clock still running under the turbo with 34 seconds to go as the Bobcats go to the sideline. I'm sure Coach Billy Weber is saying, get in the victory formation, take a knee, and the Thayer Bobcats are going to advance to the second round of the districts and play next Friday night right here at Lewis Bosman Field. As this one's going to go in the books, a 64-0 Thayer Bobcat win over the Miller Cardinals. There's Prince just going to run it up the middle. When he breaks a tackle and breaks another, finally brought down at the 40. It's a 15-yard pickup for Prince, if you want to put that in the stats. And that'll do it. Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Miller Cardinals 64-0 on a beautiful Friday night for football at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Again, 64-0 is your final. The Thayer Bobcats improve to 7-3 on the year, and they are now 4-1 lifetime in district play against the Miller Cardinals. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with all of your post-game activities brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
The youth deer season is here, and if you need to gear up to make some memories this weekend with your young deer hunters, well, you can find anything you might need at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains. They got youth camo, boots, blinds, stands, shooting sticks, attractants, hearing protection, optics, everything you need after the hunt as well for processing and cooking that deer. And they got 223 ammo in stock, too. Don't forget your deer tags and your hunting license available at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains. And good luck to all the hunters this weekend.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field where the Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Miller Cardinals here tonight in the first round of the Class 1 District 3 tournament. Bobcats win it 64-0. Let's run down the scoring, and there was a lot of it, all of it, by the Thayer Bobcats. In the first quarter, Bobcats stopped Miller on their first possession, three and out, took the punt, and on the first play from scrimmage ran an option play, and Landry Pitts, the Bobcat quarterback, cut it up the field, run it over the right side, and went 78 yards for a touchdown, and that really set the tone for the game. Pitts with a 78-yard run, extra point was good. We were minute and a half into the game, Thayer led 7-0. Bobcats got their second touchdown with 6:15 to play. It was Landry Pitts again running for a touchdown, and this one was a 3-yard touchdown run set up by a 58-yard run by Jackson Willison. Thayer led it 14-0. Just over 5 minutes into the ball game. Scored again with 25 seconds left in the first quarter with Pitts on an 8-yard touchdown run. And that made it to 21-0 as the extra point was good. In the second quarter, three more Thayer Bobcat touchdowns. First one to Jackson Willison. That was a 3-yard touchdown run. Zach Jones hit his fourth straight extra point, make it 28-0. With 4:41 to go in the first half, was Griffin Willison scoring on a 9-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good, made it 35-0. And then Landry Pitts hit Lane Grimes with a 9-yard touchdown pass with 15 seconds left in the first half. That made it 42-0. Thayer Bobcats led at the intermission. Bobcats weren't done. They took the opening kickoff in the third quarter and ended up scoring on the tight end down the seam to Kyron Magnuson. The pass from Landry Pitts, 13-yard completion. 48-0, as the extra point was no good. That was the score at the end of three quarters. Thayer Bobcat JV played from that point on, and the JV actually scored two touchdowns tonight. Mark Spencer scored on a 4-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good, made it 56-0. And then with 3:14 to play in the game, Nick Gorham broke loose on a 51-yard touchdown run, and the Thayer Bobcats hit the two-point conversion, made it 64-0. That was your final. Statman Adams working on the final stats, and Coach Billy Weber going to make his way up here in just a couple of minutes. I just got the signal from Coach Weber. So Thayer improved to 7-3 on the year, and they will live to play another day. They'll play in the district semifinals right here at Lewis Bosman Field next week against the winner of the Ashgrove-Kabul game. And at half, Ashgrove was leading Kabul on that one, 20-14. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back with all of your postgame stats on the Shelter Insurance and Andrew Eckman of West Plains postgame report. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend. The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new beef barn, Mohawk's Dark Yards, at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Middleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk's Dark Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back after the timeout here on the Shelter Insurance. Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame report, joined by Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats. Coach, congratulations on a rather convincing win. I know, you know, we talked earlier this week, and you were kind of concerned about this game.
Yeah, you know, they've got good size up front. Quarterback plays real well. You know, runs the football well, as you could see, and then, you know, he actually throws it well, just didn't have a very good night tonight throwing it.
Well, I think the wind had probably had a little bit of something to do with that. Both quarterbacks struggled getting the ball where they wanted it tonight.
At times, yes, for sure, and it, you know, it has really been blowing. Our guys, I thought, really executed well, though, throughout the game.
You know, I thought your seniors, and we've already made the decision, our Bobcat player of the game tonight is going to be the seniors. They really came out and made a statement tonight. I don't think they're ready to stop playing football.
We sure hope not. We want these guys to lead us down this stretch, you know, and want it to go a long ways. You know, I think we're capable of taking a long ways, and that's what we're going to chase here.
All right, so, I mean, as you watch this game unfold, anything stand out?
You know, I think just our intensity is good again, you know, and I think everybody that we've got out there is pretty healthy. I think that's a big plus. A lot of playing together, and, you know, as we talk about getting closer and closer and every game getting more and more important, you know, I think that started tonight.
Yeah, and I think you talk about the intensity and just the confidence level. And Landry played with all kinds of confidence tonight. I mean, taking that ball in the first play and going 78 yards, I didn't know he could run that fast.
He picked him up, set him down that play for sure, and made a nice read. You know, we're running outside veer there, and they kind of bit real hard on the dive back and made a nice read. And he did that two or three other times later in the game. So played awfully well.
Any injuries tonight? Anybody?
I think we're good this week. You
I
bet.
Think so.
You bet.
The Bobcats win it again 64-0. And, Coach, don't know, you may know more than we, but at halftime, Ash Grove was leading Kabul 20-14.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything anymore.
And Mike, have you been able to find anything new on that one, Mike?
No, I haven't. The only one I've got is Marionville did win over Pierce City 44-6.
44-6. All right. Thank you very much. All right, Coach, thank you very much. We'll
thank
see you next
Mike.
Friday
Thanks
night.
For having us on. Thanks.
Thayer Bobcats again win it tonight 64-0 over the Miller Cardinals. Thayer now 4-1 in the state playoffs against the Miller Cardinals. And Statman Adam making his way back into the booth here. And Adam, Coach, I mean, what more do you say? I mean, that's about all you can say. Your team played extremely well. And it looks like they have regained their focus and have put those games that they lost, including the game last week. And I still say even though they lost last week, that comeback in the second half against Mountain Grove really made this team confident that they could do a lot of things.
I would say that was a turning point.
I really do, too. Really a turning point. So, stage is yours. I know the stats are awfully lopsided tonight.
Yes, they are. We'll just start with the Miller Cardinals because we always start with the other team. Rushing-wise, Brendan Thom, the quarterback, had 23 yards on 9 carries. Hill had a negative 2 yards on 1 carry. Hall had negative 5 yards on 1 carry. Sage Coley, number 25, had negative 9 yards on 4 carries. Grossbeck had negative 3 on 2 carries. Williams, a negative 14 on 2 carries. Calvin, a negative 1 on 2 carries. And the Smith had 2 on 1 carry. That brings their total rush yards to negative 9 yards with 3 first downs. Passing-wise, Brendan Thom was 4 for 15 with 14 yards. That brings their total yards for the entire game to 5 yards and 3 first downs.
Wow. Dominating performance by the Thayer Bobcat defense, and not just the varsity, the JV defense came in and played extremely well tonight against the Miller JV.
Right. And at times, the Miller varsity.
Yeah, they had the seniors out there.
Right.
They were making up plays and just kind of running it out.
Right.
Having a little fun in what's going to be their last game.
And you might as well.
Might as well let the kids have a good time.
Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats side. Rushing-wise, as a team, they had 461 yards of total rushing offense. 7 touchdowns with 16 first downs total. Jackson Willison had 169 yards on 15 carries. Landry Pitts had 124 on 8 carries. Griffin Willison had 32 yards on 6 carries. Lane Grimes had 4 on 1 carry. Brandon Prince, the freshman quarterback, had 38 yards on 5 carries. Mark Spencer had 41 yards on 6 carries and a touchdown. And Nick Gorham had 53 yards on 2 carries. And Mikhail Cray had a carry for 5 yards. So then you get to passing, and Landry Pitts was 7 for 12 with 97 yards and 2 touchdowns. Brandon Prince was 0 for 1. That brings their total offensive yards to 558 yards with 20 first downs and 9 touchdowns.
Wow, 9 touchdowns tonight. That means $450 in the bank for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to Thayer Dental Care, Dr. Patel and the gang over there. So we've got to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. I think I've already let that cat out of the bag, but we will do that right after this on the Thayer Bobcat Postgame Report, brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Drew Ekman in West Plains.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And tonight, we're going to kind of weasel out of this thing because there were so many players. Jackson Willison had a great night running the ball. Landry Pitts had a great night running and throwing the ball. And so many others that you could have gone with a player of the game if you wanted to pick an individual. But tonight, we're going with the Bobcat seniors. Bobcat seniors really came out. They're not ready for their football season to be over. And they proved it tonight with a 64-0 win over the Miller Cardinals. And again, Thayer will be right back here at Lewis Bosman Field next Friday night for the district semifinals. They'll take on the winner of the Ash Grove and Cabool game. Last we heard, Ash Grove was winning that one 20-14. All right, Thayer Bobcat football tonight been brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer, the Moart Stockyards, Knox Orthopedic and Mountain Home and West Plains, the FMBC Community Bankers, Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law, State Farm Insurance, got Cecil in Thayer, Southern Bank in Thayer, Ozarka College, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, Oregon County Cars, the Thayer Pizza Inn. Doesn't that sound good? The Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, Thayer Dental Care, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Shelter Insurance, and Directman of West Plains, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, and the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Again, Thayer Bobcats win it tonight 64-0 over the Miller Cardinals to improve to 7-4 on the year. For Mike back at the studio, Statman Adam, I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Football, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.